Now, 1,200 miles, that's the full length of Wisconsin's Ice Age Trail. And it's the distance Cameron Gilley wanted to hike for a new photography project, a little bit at a time. The Madison resident started his trek earlier this year, snapping photos all along the way. He says he's finding unique insights into natural areas and small towns. Cameron, welcome back to Central Time.
Oh, thank you.
Well, what motivated you to start this hiking/photography project?
I guess it all started about 5 years ago. I had open heart surgery and needed to get in better shape and stay in shape. So I did a lot of walking. And while I'm walking, I started taking pictures. I'm a photographer and really never, as a professional photographer for 26 years now, you don't take many pictures for yourself. So it also was kind of a stress relief, just an outlet to do some creative photography for myself. Started an Instagram account with the with my phone, and was taking pictures with the phone at first. And it's kind of ballooned into little projects and self-assigned things, and now it's come to this. And I've always wanted to do a big photography project, possibly publish a book with it. And this just seemed like the perfect idea. I never had a good idea like this, I don't think.
Well, clearly something changed along the way here, because this started as taking photos for yourself, and now this is something you want to do for everyone else. When did it click to you that, hey, wait a minute, these pictures I've taken for myself, actually, people are going to want to see these?
Well, it was kind of a slow process at first, but the real click happened. I was coming home. I do art festivals with my photographer, my pinhole photography, in the summertime. And I was coming home for an art fair and was thinking about May is kind of a slow month for art fairs. So I thought, you know, next year I want to just do some kind of immerse myself in something for 2 or 3 weeks and really photograph something interesting, and was batting around ideas. And it was just a click. When I thought Ice Age Trail, it was like, that's it. I have to do it. And it certainly isn't going to be 2 or 3 weeks. It's going to be 2 or 3 years maybe. But yeah, it just, I was a newspaper photographer, I did a lot of outdoor stories, a lot of environmental stories, and love doing feature stories on people too. So this was just perfect fit.
I love what I've seen so far, and I love the idea, because when I'm a hiker, I'm kind of a bad hiker. I'm like, let's go, 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 and I don't stop and look for those images. What kind of things do you see through a photographer's eye when you're along the Ice Age Trail?
Well, there's, in the nature parts of the trail where there aren't people, I like sort of graphic, interesting compositions, try to be a little more creative than the standard postcard sunset type photos. And then I was a photojournalist for 10 years and been photographing people my whole life, the towns, those are a lot of fun too, because then I can become a photojournalist again and tell stories again with people.
What kind of towns? What towns have struck you as great photo fair so far?
Well, I think the first town I got to that this really started clicking was Kewaunee, and I was there for 24 hours and came across a lot of interesting things. Walked in a barbershop that Lynn Lukes has been running, and his great grandfather started it 98 years ago, and it's just such a great story. And that I just walked by and just happened in, and it just turned out great. And then I stopped in a fish market there in the La Fond fish market, and the timing was just perfect. I walked in, was talking to the guy behind the counter when the boat came in.
Wow.
And so I photographed them preparing the fish and unloading the boat.
I love this, because you're moving along. You know, a lot of times photography, you know, you stay in the spot, you work with your subject for a long time. You're getting some serendipity here. You go where you go. The weather is the weather when you get there. The people, the fish delivery, whatever. You get that. You capture a moment, and you can't necessarily plan for it.
No, I do some planning. It doesn't always work out. but I think the best things are the things that just happen. And that is the challenge. You have, I have 1,200 miles to cover too, so I can't take forever in each town. Just a good example, I was up this week now. I was at on top of the bluff out of Devil's Lake State Park. I was going to photograph Devil's Doorway, a rock formation there, which is kind of one of the more cliche photographs you can take in Wisconsin. And I was kind of wondering how I was going to approach this. And I was just waiting for a sunrise picture up there really early before the sun, having some coffee. And some people came down the hill. And turns out there was a bride and groom taking their wedding pictures, and they were having a morning wedding on the South Beach in Devil's Lake there at 9 a.m. So I sort of jumped in and crashed their wedding, and they were great. They allowed me to join in.
So you said 1,200 miles of trail. You're kind of covering them chunks at a time. How far in are you so far?
Almost 500 miles. I think tomorrow night I'll be at 500 miles.
Wow. So this is not a short-term project. How much longer do you see this taking?
It will be, I'll go until it gets cold or hunting season, kind of are the two things I'm up against. And then this winter, maybe do some winter hiking a little bit and hopefully finish it up next summer or next fall.
Having done this now, or a lot of it so far, do you have thoughts for people, you know, the amateur photographers or just hikers out there on ways to appreciate the nature and the towns they go through?
Yeah, just slow down. You don't need to hike the whole trail either.
Right.
there's great segments and they're all interesting. Yeah, just slow down and keep an open mind and go indoors. Walk down the main street and go into some doors and there's great cafes, there's great little bars. Yeah, there's no hurry. I take it slow.
And you're sharing the results, at least some of your photos, on your website now. And you mentioned the final form is going to be a book, hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What does it take to pull that together? And how many photos are you going to end up having to sort through to figure out what goes in the final product?
Boy, that's a good question. It will be hard editing.
You know,
there'll be a lot of hard choices. And I have friends who are photo editors and who are going to help. And I dealt with that in newspapers, so it'll be a process, yeah.
As we wrap up, what's your next stretch of trail?
I'll be going north from Parfrays Glen tomorrow and heading north.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing this with us.
Thank you.
That's Madison-based photographer Cameron Gilley. We talked to him today about his project to hike and photograph the entire Ice Age Trail. You can see some of Cameron's images on his Instagram account, around_Wisco, and on the Facebook page, Around Wisco.